Dale Gartner at the 4-H Center here at the Lenawee County Fair, and my next 4-H'er is Josh Mitchell with the Raisin Slickers 4-H Club. Also president.
Yep.
Still president at the of the club, right?
Yep. Carried over from last year. Yep.
Yes.
So
you were did you meet virtually though?
No, we did not meet virtually. We only had one meeting last year. Didn't have a lot of people able to get together, but we've had a couple meetings this year and things are going good.
Good deal. All right. It's good to hear. But congratulations on continuing being president of the club. That's great. Now, you had a couple little projects here, and one was a static project that you had, and it was about a chess set, right?
Yes, a large-piece chess set. I made the black half of the set. My brother made the white half. They're over in Building B, if anyone wants to come see them. They're about 18 inches tall, and they're for a big chessboard that we have at home.
Now, how did you do with that?
We got an A. We got an A on both my projects this year. You know, I thought they were good enough to get considered, but it's not about what the judge thinks. It's about how hard you tried.
And that's right.
I put in as much effort as I could, so there I'm proud with how they did.
Now, how long did it take for you to put that side of the chess set together?
Planning it, you know, we planned it for about a week, kind of looking at what different designs to make, and then we made them all in one afternoon, and then it took us another 3-4 days to get them all painted because multiple coats and touching up on them. But yeah, they came out really good. They're made out of just 2x4 that was just cut up and just put cuts in it to make them look like the pieces, and they turned out really well.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations on that. And your other project was the open fire cooking, and what did you do with that,
Josh? Yeah, that I got an A on that. That was very good. I did a grilled some chicken, and it came out excellent. I couldn't have done it any better. It was very good.
Now, have you done the open fire cooking before?
Yes, I have done the open fire cooking the last couple of years. A couple of years ago, I took a chicken and stuffing casserole and made that with open fire, and turned out perfect. All the judges, all the people doing the signing and everything, everybody tried it, everybody wanted the recipe. But the problem was then you couldn't get considered for special honors on open fire cooking. And so if that's changed, it's because of my project.
There you go. There you go. All right. You made history there, Josh.
Yep.
Well, that's wonderful. Congratulations on doing so well again this year.
Yeah.
And we look forward to you being in. Well, how many more years do you have in 4-H?
I have 2 years after this one.
Okay, all right. So good deal.
A couple left.
Good deal. All right, we'll continue success in 4-H, and continue to have fun here at the fair this year, Josh.
Yep.
Thanks so much.
Yes.
All right. My guest has been Josh Mitchell with the Raisin Slickers 4-H Club here at the 4-H Center at the Lenawee County Fair. I'm Dale Gartner on 103.9 WLEN.